AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is stirring up controversy again, this time with a call to bar all Muslims, even tourists, from entering the U.S.
Our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad.
Trump's Republican rivals, including Senator Ted Cruz, were quick to reject his idea.
That is not my policy. I've introduced legislation in the Senate that would put in place a three-year moratorium on refugees coming from countries where ISIS or Al-Qaeda control a substantial amount of territory.
New Hampshire's GOP chairwoman Jennifer Horn called the idea un-Republican, unconstitutional, and un-American. The FBI now says the San Bernardino killers had been radicalized for quite some time and had taken target practice at area gun ranges, including the Riverside Magnum range where John Galetta is an instructor. He says no one could have guessed what Syed Farouk was planning based on his appearance.
Americans look different. They vary in size, shape, color, ethnicity, and you can't tell what someone is planning or preparing to do.
In France, the band that was playing at the Bataclan Theater when terrorists attacked on November 13th has made a surprise return to a Paris stage, introduced by Bono at U2's Monday night concert.
These are our brothers, our fellow troubadours. They were robbed of their stage 3 weeks ago, and we would like to offer them ours tonight. Would you welcome the Eagles of Death Metal?
Sound courtesy HBO. This was the first time the Eagles of Death Metal had performed since the attacks, which band members escaped under harrowing circumstances. This is AP Radio News. All of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches are now available online. The AP's Warren Levinson reports.
This one you've probably already heard.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
But now the full collection of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches is available online. The FDR Library and Museum announced more than 46,000 pages of drafts, transcripts, and reading copies of his addresses can be found on the web. Audio, too. The FDR Library, 100 miles north of New York City, says the speeches are among its most requested items. Warren Levinson, New York.
Monday Night Football had a wild finish. The Cowboys edged the Redskins 19-16 on a 54-yard field goal with 9 seconds left in the game. A sharp drop in the price of oil on Monday helped push stocks lower. The Dow gave up 117 points. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.